This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carter, the batter, he's grounded out twice to first base. Left-handed hitter, he swings and hits one deep to right. This is way back, and that ball is history. Evan Carter has homered again. What a tear he is on, and the Rangers now lead it 7-1. That's their fourth home run of the game.
I want to get y'all's gauge on if you think Chris Young is under any pressure at the trade deadline, but I also want to turn your attention to tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, and we're going to tease the show as well. Tomorrow morning, Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. I know you're like, hold on, it's not Friday. It's happening tomorrow. They're going to be at Arlington Firehouse number 1, 401 West Main Street. All right. They're going to be giving away the one-of-a-kind fan firehouse bucket hats while supplies last. And there's going to be free Whataburger available once again while supplies last. Although I know Whataburger usually brings a lot. I want to turn your attention to 8:20 tomorrow. They're going to do reliving some of Sean and RJ's most embarrassing high school sports moments because Bobby with focus and time is a dangerous enemy.
You're in trouble. Don't make him an enemy.
I'm going to read you one quote from Sean's mixed doubles team with him and his partner did win the Maryland State Championship. Thank you very much. This is an actual quote from their coach. Sean doesn't hit as hard as Brooke, but he didn't have to. So he did not hit as hard as his female tennis partner. And I believe those are the kind of things.
Dude, wasn't she like a stud though?
Yeah.
Like she was like the number
one saying,
in the state.
Those are the kind of things that I think Bobby is going to focus on. But fear not. There are plenty of different isolated highlighted texts from Bobby Belt to call out some of the sports achievements or perhaps lack thereof from Sean and RJ. Tomorrow at 8:20, go watch a segment in person at Firehouse One in Arlington. Now for Chris Young. So there's an article out on ESPN, front office executives with the most pressure at the trade deadline. And that group does include the president of baseball operations for the Texas Rangers, Chris Young. I believe there are 7 on the list. So I wanted to ask you guys, and I know we still have about like 5 weeks, give or take, maybe 6 until the trade deadline at the end of July. Do you feel like Chris Young is under a great deal of pressure at the trade deadline? Because last year I did not.
Pressure. Not pitching wise,
for sure.
Pitching wise, he is squared away. Because you're still Bradford's on his way back. I don't know when John Gray is supposed to be back at what point, but you have a plethora there. Now, do you start going, well, can I trade some of the pitching I have for a bat? And I think the most significant question is, how do you add the bat that's going to be a difference maker in this lineup, Kevin? Do you think it's great or unfortunate that he believes Jock Peterson can come back and be great?
I think it's unfortunate.
And hopefully
he does.
He is in that mindset that Jock Peterson is a very talented hitter and all that. So, Kevin, I don't think he's putting a lot of pressure on himself. I think he's looking at this team and going, no, that I believe in this team. I believe this team can do it. And I've actually, I mean, we've heard it multiple times on G-Bag Nation every Monday when Chris Young hops on with them. We hear him saying, I believe these guys can and will. So I don't think that he has a lot of pressure on him, maybe from us, maybe from the fans that, and he's, look, he'll even say, I think the fans are right. They're smart. They know what they're talking about when they see what they're seeing. Not a lot of offensive production. So I agree with you that they can't, but his focus is not on how do I bring something into this team. His focus is on how do I get what's here to be better. That's where he is right now. That's where the pressure comes along, and that's why a hitting instructor or a hitting coach was fired this year, because that wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and I think that's why I lean towards there is pressure. Like, I understand what you're saying. I think there is more pressure, and maybe significantly more pressure, because they followed this same kind of blueprint last year of like, we'll get it figured out. There's still time. This is a really good team. And then it just never came to fruition. And I just don't see Chris Young like dealing particularly well with two straight seasons of that, or maybe not having the patience for two straight seasons of that.
I mean, firing a hitting coach shows exactly how little patience, because he didn't want to do that.
And so I wonder about the pressure, because then again, and I don't know if anybody in the Rangers organization thinks like this. I know Rangers fans think like this. I believe you'd had six straight losing seasons going up into the World Series, which is the longest run of consecutive losing seasons in the history of the Texas Rangers. Then you win the World Series, then you miss the playoffs, and then if you miss the playoffs again, I don't...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Know if they would think that that tarnishes the World Series whatsoever. I've been very clear. I do not.
You got to be back in the playoffs at least for sure.
See, I think they could have gone, you know, I think they could win 60 games and it doesn't tarnish the World Series whatsoever. But I know there are a lot of fans who feel differently about that. And so I do think there's internalized and owner-based pressure, because at a time when we're bumping right up against the ceiling of where the owners want to be salary-wise, and you're like, hey, but we are going to eventually need more money, you got to have some semblance of a result, attendance, or record otherwise to get that.
From the 903, I think CY has pressure within himself because he cares. Might be that one. He's one of those GMs that, like, super competitive, super passionate. You can hear it. You can just hear it when he talks. I love opening day, because we get to talk to him on opening day.
For sure.
Like, that's one of my favorite. Yeah. There's a lot of times I'm very jealous of G-Bag for being able to get to talk to him all the time. And as the baseball show of record, you know, we got Bochy, so that's always a cool thing to do too. But like, just hearing his the way, how passionate he is. See, why doesn't have much external pressure as long as ownership wants to stay under the threshold. That's a reality. If ownership is like, look, we're not going any further economically, we're not giving you any more advantages than anybody else because we have to stay under this threshold.
Yeah.
Then you are kind of hamstrung with what you can do.
So,
and that's probably comes in line with that same statement of how can I go get a bat?
Yeah.
When I already have, I need Jock Peterson to be good.
And I do get that thinking. I think the schedule is going to lend itself to adding pressure to the situation, because like, if you just weren't good And like most of your players had come back, and I know you mentioned Jock, but like most of your players had come back and you still just weren't good, then either you might be like, hey, maybe we can still make a couple moves, or maybe it's a complete overhaul or whatever. But that's not the situation you find yourself in. Your offense has been abysmal this year. Like for the Rangers, almost historically abysmal. While your pitching has been the exact opposite. Some of the best pitching we've ever seen in the history of the Texas Rangers. But now you've won four in a row. You've won seven of your last eight. You're back up to 500, and you still have a string of, I think, five more series against teams who are either not good at all or mediocre. And I think the schedule is going to lend itself to you creeping above 500 and maybe closing the gap in the division, or at least taking over one of the wild card spots. And then I wonder what that pressure level is going into the trade deadline, knowing some of your competitors are going to make a move. What, if any, move do you need to make to keep your spot?
Do you wait for them to make a move?
I don't think so.
Like, didn't it feel like the Cowboys kind of observed Washington and Philly and were like, okay, what do we need to do to keep up? We need to go get George Pickens.
Yeah. And I don't think the Rangers will, just because like the finite market that the baseball trade deadline really is. Like, I know it can happen whenever, but it really feels like it's like 4 days long, you know? And so if you wait, then other teams are going to be like, you're in trouble now.
Part of me, when I think about Christian, I'm like, man, he went and got Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
Early. He went and made the move to get Bochy. Like, he made all these moves ahead of when anybody thought he would. And then since then it's been, no, hold on. I built this thing. Let's let it work itself out. And that is a different model, but at the same time, when he started, he had a vision.
Yeah.
And maybe he had this plan. And now that I've talked about this before, you start with the plan, but then 4 years later, 3 years later, how has it evolved? Who's gotten hurt? What guy needs a contract? What, all those things start playing into the plan that you originally built. So you built a one-year champion. Building a five-year champion is even more difficult.
And, I mean, we've seen enough time pass with the plan to show it is not going according to what you thought.
Right.
Like, we've got a year and a half in. You've seen long enough to know, not to say you have to scrap the plan, but you at least need to tweak it. Like, you've seen that going back last year. You've seen that thus far this year. You need to tweak the plan.
Yeah, and I do wonder his patience level with it, what direction he thinks it needs to go. Because I don't know that he does, Kevin. That's where that's my unfortunate thing, is I think that at the moment he doesn't think the plan needs to be tweaked too much. It just needs to play up to what it's capable of.
And that's going to be hard to argue against if you're sitting in a season where you have a bunch of mediocre opponents and a lot of your players have come back. Like, that lends itself to hopefully a long winning streak. And look, if they go out and in their next 15 games go 12-3, who am I to say that you need to scrap what's happening? Because at that point, you'll be like, what, 19-4 in your run? And I could see how you could comfortably sit there and be like, my plan's fine.
Yeah. Trade everything for Paul Skeens, right?
No, the Pirates are not trading Paul Skeens.
Why not? They suck.
I mean,
he's not even going to pitch when he gets here, dude.
I'm not disputing that.
Can you believe that? We're not even going to get to see Paul Skeens.
Do you really
Skeens
want
roll.
Paul Skeens, or do you want to just see Livy around more?
I don't want Paul Skeens to pitch against us.
Okay.
Because I want to be able to win. I don't know if we'll be able to hit off that dude.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.